USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Travelers flying into the United States ran into long lines at major airports nationwide because of a temporary computer outage that affected the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency. And some travelers were tweeting photos and videos of the huge line. A CBP spokeswoman said the systems are running again on the East Coast, and they're getting travelers back into the air. The spokeswoman said there was no indication of any nefarious activity. Airports in L.A., Dallas-Fort Worth, New York, and elsewhere notified the travelers of those potential delays at the beginning of one of the last weekends of the summer vacation season. Stocks rebounded a bit today. The S&P 500 rose 1.4%, the Dow climbed 1.2%, and NASDAQ picked up 1.7%. Each index still finished with a third straight weekly decline. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Actor and director Peter Fonda, best known for his role in Easy Rider, has died from respiratory failure due to lung cancer. He was 79. Fonda died peacefully at his home in Los Angeles, surrounded by the family. He is the younger brother of actress Jane Fonda and the son of Henry Fonda. Fonda co-wrote and starred in Easy Rider with his friend Dennis Hopper. Fonda also appeared in Yulee's Gold in 1997, which earned him an Academy Award nomination and the passion of Ayn Rand. The pace of U.S. home construction fell a sharp 4% in July despite strong demand from would-be buyers held back by a shortage of skilled labor and affordable land. The Commerce Department said that housing starts dipped last month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1.19 million units. So far this year, housing starts have declined 3.1%. Though there was a slight 1.3% uptick in the construction of single-family homes, the gain was offset by a 17.2% plunge in the apartment category. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
A reality TV husband and wife face tax evasion charges. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Chrisley Knows Best follows the Georgia real estate magnate Todd Chrisley and his boisterous family who live in the Nashville area.
Meet Todd Chrisley. He's the patriarch of perfection.
We're not perfect.
It's aired on USA for 7 seasons. Well, now he and his wife Julie have been indicted by a federal grand jury on charges alleging, among other things, they tried to hide their income from the show from the IRS. The 12-count indictment also accusing them of conspiracy, bank fraud, and wire fraud. Chrisley's lawyers says the allegations are based on complete falsehoods.
America's much maligned healthcare system is now covering 9 out of 10 people, a fact that has not stopped the 2020 presidential candidates from refighting battles on how to provide coverage, from Bernie Sanders' call for replacing private insurance with a government plan to Donald Trump's pledge to erase the Affordable Care Act and start from scratch. The politicians are depicting a system in a meltdown. The numbers point to a different story, not quite as dire as previously noted. Government surveys now show that 90% of the population has coverage, preserving gains from President Barack Obama's years. Independent reports estimate that more than one half of roughly 30 million uninsured people in the country are eligible for health insurance through their existing programs. The biggest issue now seems to be that many people with insurance are struggling to pay their deductibles and copays. This is USA Radio News.